This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. As the U.S. House of Representatives prepares to vote Thursday to officially launch the impeachment process, new witnesses from the diplomatic community will be speaking with House investigators about Ukraine. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Lawmakers will hear from Tim Morrison, a former GOP aide appointed to be President Trump's top advisor for Russian and European affairs. Morrison's name was repeatedly mentioned by the acting Ukraine ambassador when William Taylor testified that the president demanded political dirt on Democrats from the new president of Ukraine. Morrison has just resigned from his post. He'd been brought on board by former National Security Advisor John Bolton, and both were engaged in disputes with the administration about the activities of Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani in Ukraine, bypassing traditional U.S. diplomatic circles. Bolton's now being summoned by House investigators who want to hear from him next week. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A rocket struck near the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad's Green Zone Wednesday in Iraq, killing at least one Iraqi guard. There's been no claim of responsibility for firing into the heavily fortified area of the Iraqi capital, which is home to government buildings and Western embassies. The rocket fire came as tens of thousands of people massed in central Baghdad for another night of anti-government protests that began a week ago. Officials said at least two people were killed and more than 100 wounded earlier on Wednesday. Chile has canceled the APEC summit it was scheduled to host next month, where U.S. President Donald Trump was expected to discuss trade with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Chilean President Sebastian Piñera announced the cancellation Wednesday, citing anti-government protests in Santiago and saying his decision was based on common sense. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.